Oh, the starting push of a new MP3 file. The ace, I think it's the ace Shira Nuchas Pesach. Long Mishaneh, Thursday night. We're going to do Simen Tov Mem. Lineda. Simen Tov Mem, which also might not seem that Nogea, but actually it's very Nogea if you sell your chametz. But it has, if you sell your chametz, you always have a guy's chametz in your house. Right. If you're selling chametz, but it's important principles. Al Kaponim. I think sometime after Rosh Chodesh Nissan, maybe we'll learn a simon or two or three about matzah. But then it's very worthwhile to learn about the seder. That's what we said we'll do, and so far it's pretty, it's not bad.
When I sent out the email about the Rav's giving this pizza
thing,
people thought it was for men.
Yeah, no, we didn't say it's for ladies, right?
Yeah, but it's for ladies.
It's for ladies.
But
we can stand up here at this
time for the Rav to maybe give.
No. Okay. That's the Mishnah Berurah here. I give one every night. They can listen. It'll be MP3. They can listen to it if they want. If their wife, if they're the ones that clean the house, so they have to listen to the shir. That's all. Ain't a Yehudi shehivkut chametzu eitzul Yisrael. So this is a, the Gemara in Pesachim, this din is based on a Gemara in Pesachim, which really, we know that we learn out from Lecha, Shalcha Yataroa, that's a pretty famous Rasha. You can't have your chametz in your possession on Pesach, but you can have Goy's chametz in your possession or Hektish, Havalataroa, Shal Acherim, Shal Gavoya, with Acherim being a Goy. It actually, I think, maybe contrary to common belief, but maybe can't talk about that. People don't know, you know. Many Rishonim and the Gra, and from the Gemara really, the Pashtus of many Gemaras is that it's also for you to have a Jew's Chametz in your Rishus on Pesach. That the Din of Lecha, that says only your Chametz, not someone else's, is Shalacher, Avalataroa Shalacherim Vishal Gavoa. Acherim means a Goy. A Goy's Chametz, or Hekdesh's Chametz. But a Jew's Chametz, even without any of the things we're going to learn about today, every Jew is obligated to destroy Jewishly owned Chametz on Pesach, if he's able to. It's a Chiddush. Some Rishonim say it explicitly, the Gra pushes that Shita, and it's really the simple reading of many Gemaras and Pesachim. Chametz, you have to destroy Chametz, Jewishly owned chametz.
Even if it's not yours.
Even if it's not yours.
So if you saw somebody who you thought didn't sell his chametz, or you were a choshish, that somebody had chametz that belonged to him that was still...
There's a mitzvah to destroy it.
You should find out first, no?
Yeah. It's like every other mitzvah. I mean, you don't have to risk your life to do it.
No, there might be a goyim.
Can you throw rocks at it? Can you be mashkited?
At what risk to yourself? It's like every other mitzvah, I say. Every mitzvah sase is bound by, if it's not bound by the usual limitations of what you're supposed to do in order to fulfill the mitzvah sase, yes, you should do it.
But you were saying a case where someone may might have sold it. If he did sell it, then you stole.
No, you don't have a responsibility to find that. I didn't say that.
No, you don't have a responsibility if someone stole it, sold it.
A responsibility? Like
you go destroy.
You don't have the. I meant to even have to find out. Maybe you can just ignore it. I'm saying that.
Before he says he sees someone's chametz, he says, "I better destroy it." I want to hear something. You want to destroy it?
People are the cheskos kashrus. You would assume they sold their chametz. You're not allowed to talk lashon hara on kanon either.
Another Jew's chametz on Pesach in your issue, is that considered his or yours?
It's considered nobody's, really. You have to destroy it too. You may not be over Bal Yeroa, but you have a chiyuv to destroy it. That's what I'm speaking out.
In terms of asan akatav ke ilu b'reshuta, is that considered yours or...
No, it's not yours. It's not in your reshus. You're not over Bal Yeroa. I'm talking about the mitzvah to destroy it. There's a mitzvah to destroy... Many Rishonim hold, and that's the simple reading of many Gemaras, that every Jew is obligated to destroy Chametz on Pesach, even if the Chametz does not belong to him, as long as it belongs to another Jew. And the miut of the Pasuk, Avalataroa shel Acherim shel Gavoa, which says you're not obligated, is not to be understood that you're not obligated to destroy Chametz that's not yours, but it's a specific miyut on agoyz and on hektishes.
That Joshua was said by Tashbis or by Bal Yeroa?
It says by Bal Yeroa, but nobody says you're over Bal Yeroa, though. It's just a limud. It's a limud that you have the mitzvah's Tashbis, so you have to destroy it. Okay. But that was like nothing to do with the siman we're learning. The siman we're learning is based on a stira. One pasuk says lecha v'lo yera lecha chameit v'lo yera lechas. So we darish, and if it belongs to a guy, it's okay. It could even be in your rishus, as long as it belongs to a guy. But then there's another pasuk, shivas yomim sa'or lo yimotzei b'bateichem, which very conspicuously leaves out the word lecha, and therefore has an implication that it can't be in your house, in your rishus, even if it doesn't belong to you. So the Gemara deals with this stira. The Gemara ends up that if you have achrayas on it, if it's that it's like it's yours. Now, it's when you're achroy for something, if something will cost you money if it gets destroyed, that's one way of understanding the Gemara. Like, from a Dover Hagorim Lamaman Dami perspective. When you take achrayas on something, all over Shas, we find a concept that if you have responsibility on something and you have to pay if it gets lost or destroyed, it's, and I'm quoting the Gemara now, I'm not, it's like it's yours. That's a Lashon HaGemara. It's like it's yours. Like you find by a Shoel, who's responsible, even if it gets destroyed by Ones, he has to pay. So that's like the highest level of it's like it's yours. Achrayus makes something like it's yours. Because in a sense, it's like you're gaining, you took achrayus on it, and now if it gets lost, you have to pay. And if it stays around, so you gain money. So it's like you have a certain bilus over it, a proprietary relationship with it. You're responsible for its existence. So that's how the Gemara deals with it. Now, what level? There's different levels of responsibility. We know from Hilchos Shomrim, you could be responsible for something as for Gneva Vaveda, not for Onsin. You could be responsible for something even for Onsin. You could be responsible for something only for Pshia. In fact, there's a very basic machlokas we've shown him, whether when you Shomachinim is Chaya for Pshia, whether the word Achrayus is appropriate at all. Whether you talk about him being responsible for it. Maybe a chiyuv pshia is not a, there's a lashon harambam, it's kemazik. If you were posheya, you said you would watch something, so it's almost as if you have to pay because you caused it to get lost. You caused it to be stolen. You caused it to be destroyed. That's what pshia is. It's, the Rambam's lashon is pshia's kemazik. So pshia might not be a concept of responsibility. It might be, so the naftamina would be on Pesach. That's why many Rishonim hold that if you just accept an achrayas, quote unquote, of pshia as a shomachinam, then it's not like it's yours. Because paying for pshia is not really a concept of achrayas. So I had a large sum of money that I had someone had to watch for me for a day, because it's not really mine. So I asked him to watch it for me, to keep it in his house, because I needed it in a certain part of Yerushalayim. So he says, okay, you know, but only like a shemachinam. Well, I said, that's for sure, I'm not paying you to watch it. So I said, okay, like a shemachinam. But then he said, wait a second, whenever you take things from people, he says to me, so you always speak out, I don't even want to be like a shemachinam. I want to be, because... So when I take something to America for someone, when I go on the plane and someone asks me to take it to America, so then I'm doing him a favor already. I'm taking it, I'm schlepping it for him. And I'm very free with my things in the airport. I don't care. So I don't want to respond. As I say, not even, I could even be posheya. But here, the whole favor is that you're watching it for me. So the favor is, you shouldn't be posheya. That's the favor.
Okay, the Rav doesn't acquire when he takes it to America?
No, I take it to America, but
saying
I speak it.
He doesn't acquire it? Saying, I want you to give it to me, so therefore I don't have to say that. They don't give you a gift, or...
No, if someone's giving it to me to carry to America. So I say, I don't even want to be a shemichinam. I'll go to the bathroom. I'll leave my suitcase outside the bathroom.
I understand.
So that's a pshia. Someone would walk off with it. It would be a pshia. I'm a kabbal to treat it like I treat my own things. If he can prove I treated his things worse than my things, then I would have to pay for it. Okay. Anyway, pshia might not be an achrayus concept. It might not be a responsibility. So it might not have the lomdas that it's like it's yours. So that's really a machlokes rishonim in Pesachim. Whether if you're a shemachinim of chametz of a goy, whether you have this inyan that it's like it's yours. Maybe you need the level of Geneva Vaveda, which is already achrayus. Maybe you even need the level of onsen. Maybe you have to. So that's it. So let's see how we paskin. Any Yehudi shivkat chametz of Eitzel Yisrael. That's what the Mechaber starts off paskening. If he has if the Jew has responsibility, if he's responsible for the thing's existence, so to speak, even not so to speak, that's what it means. You're responsible for its existence. You're Mechaber Achrayus. If it gets destroyed, you will replace it. That means you're responsible for its being. So that's like it's yours. Megneva Vaveda, that level of responsibility. Ain't you bevesa, whether it's in his house, mamish, ain't you bechomokum bershu, so the reason the Mechaber bothers to speak that out, bechomokum bershu, so meaning even if it's in his office, even if it's just under his control, is because you're chametz, so you're over as long as it's under your control, as long as you haven't thrown it away. But here it's a funny type of chiyuv. It's not really yours, it's like it's yours. So that's why the Mechaber is speaking out. Here also we say, whether it's in your house, or whether it's just under your control. You have to destroy it, even though it's not yours. It's a guy's. You may have to pay him for it. That's too bad. You know, even Bal Yirah. That's the chiddush of this din, that when you have achrayus over chametz, it's like it's yours, and therefore you have no choice but to destroy it. You have to pay for it, you have to pay for it, that's all. But you have to destroy it or else you're able to love. Agav afilu chozar v'efkidu b'yaleinu Yehudi Acher. He says, you can't, you know, some Rishonim hold, if my chiyuv comes because I'm responsible, so if I make someone else responsible, so then I've gotten rid of my responsibility. But other Rishonim, and that's how the Ramah Paskins know, because I'm still responsible. I just made someone else responsible to me, but I'm still responsible to the guy. So it's still.
Why don't you say Manashah? If the responsible transfers, then it goes to the guy. If it doesn't transfer, it's still by the original guy.
Because you didn't escape your responsibility.
But then.
All you did, it's like Shomer Shemosel the Shomer. You're responsible, and you created someone else that's responsible to you.
But you're responsible to the original guy.
Right. So
why did it transfer through? As much as it comes to me, it should go from me to the original guy.
That's what Machlokes Rishonim. The Eishomrim Shafilu ain't all. Some say Shafilu ain't all of the L'shem Echinam Shechayev B'Pshia Chayev L'Varo. Okay, so that's Rishonim and Pesachim. You want to know exactly the longness of this Mandi Omar, whether they disagree with the concept of Pshia Kamazik, and they hold that Pshia responsibility for Pshia is also a level of responsibility, which says it's like yours, and it's not that it's like you are mazik, because you mamish indirectly caused the hazik. So you have to learn Pesachim and learn the Rishonim and Pesachim. Now comes the biggest chiddush of all, the Rambam Shikra. Some say afilu ein chayav b'chayusa b'din, even if technically, legally, halachically, you're not responsible at all, not even the level of Pshia, but Ela Shadesh and Yehudi Alam. The guy is a tough guy, and he's a gangster. He's going to beat you up if you don't give him back his chayfetz. Or maybe this would even include, even if it would include Dina de Malchusa, even if Dina de Malchusa in the particular case is not Dina. Let's say, according to the laws of the country, you're responsible for this. That's what it would be talking about. Even in a case where Dina Malchus and Dina doesn't apply. If Dina Malchus and Dina applies, it's not even a Kiddush. But it didn't apply. It doesn't apply. But you're going to have to pay for it. The guy can take you to court and he's going to take to pay for it. So even then, the case of the mechaber is that the guy will beat you up. He'll force you to pay for it if it's lost. Guy of Lavaro. So then ironically, you're Bal Yira. In other words, if a poil, you will have to replace it if it gets lost. Even if legally, halachically, you're not obligated to, but on a practical level, the Rambam Shita is very big chiddush. You have to know pshat in the Rambam, something to think about. According to Rambam, even if on a practical level, you're, quote, responsible to, you know, like say, if anything, I'm very responsible for it. If anything happens, I'm responsible. If on a practical level, you're responsible to replace it, you're either Bal Yira or Bal Yimotze. That's the Rambam Shita. Yesh Cholkim, some argue with this last, even if you hold that by Pshia, you're Mechuyiv, but they argue with this last Kiddush of the Rambam, that if you weren't Mekabel Achrayus at all, so just because on a practical level you have to replace it, that's not going to say that it's like it's yours. Okay, that's
not a Mechira for him.
What?
As a Mechira for him.
That was Mishnah Berurah, we'll see. If you could sell, if the Can you sell? Does it do any good for you to sell this? Or you have no choice but to destroy it because there's nothing for you to sell. It's not really yours.
You have a guy's food in your house.
And you're responsible.
You're not responsible, but according to this, it doesn't matter.
It matters if you're responsible on a practical level.
Okay. So when
you want to know, every star machira of the chametz says you're not responsible. Oh, something happens to the chametz.
Okay.
Or else it would just create every star mechira's chametz would have a problem.
Right.
You have the guy's chametz in your house. Every star says you're not responsible. Okay. I hope.
And we assume that you're selling to a guy who's not a gangster.
Yeah. Remember, they don't pay for the chametz. So why should he beat you up? He just will never pay you. He just won't build this, walk away.
Exactly.
Won't pay you. What? He just won't pay you. He'll walk away. There's no reason to beat you up. He'll just walk away. He won't pay you. Okay. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. So chronology says, there's one pasuk that leaves out the word lecha. So mashma afilu hasor eno shalo legamri kamkinos min atayra. But it has to be somewhat yours because there's another pasuk that says shal choya taroya aval taroya shal achem v'shal gavoa. So it's like a steer in Sukkim. So we say, Mayri Pshkibolo of Achrayus, the Achshme Kroke Shalom, Al Yadayin said. If you know, the Sugyas and Shas called Dova Hagorim Lamomen, Kamomen Domi or not. So the Gemara in Pesachim has various Tzedodim, how this relates to that general principle in Kolatarakula of Dova Hagorim Lamomen, Kamomen Domi, or whether it is a special thing by Chometz. That it's more chomer. So that's. Sochem is not an easy mesechta. Sochem has a lot of yishmaka, difficult sugyas. When I first went to Lakewood, my first month that I went to Lakewood, they were learning Sochem. Okay. The pikodim b'yam, if it's a regular pikodim that yam no achrayus, that's for sure mutter to keep in your house. Because of the drosha shal choya taroya, avala taroya, yeah. If he's chayiv an achrayus, myrish kibul of achrayus behedya. It means this is very interesting. When you're dealing with a goyish thing, kabbalas achrayus means you spoke it out and you wrote up a star, maybe a document, and you made a kinyan. There's no automatic din shomer to a goy. If you take a goy's object and halacha now, so you're not responsible. There's no dinei shomer. You want to know if you're mechuyev from Shia? That'll be dependent on if Shia is really a Shomer din or a Hezek din. But here we're dealing with Gneva Vaveda. So you're not automatically responsible. In other words, if someone gives you a chafetz to watch and he pays you for it, you don't have to accept responsibility. That's the din Shomer in the Torah says. This is your automatic level of responsibility. If you take money to watch something, you don't take money to watch something, if you borrow something, if you rent something, this is automatically your level of responsibility. When we talk about a guy, there's no automatic level of responsibility. So when the Shulchan Aruch, when the Gemara talks about being mekabel achrayus, it means you spoke it out. You took achrayus. You can create achrayus. That's a regular transaction, like any transaction. The yindin hamalchus, and if there's laws that say you're responsible, so then you don't have to make a kinyan. Since you're lemaisa responsible, now, does he mean only according to the Rambam Shita? Or does he mean according to everybody? I guess that would depend on Dina de Malchus Adina. If Dina de Malchus Adina, you don't need the Rambam Shita. Rambam Shita means Dina if he beats you up. The Dina de Malchus is not Dina, for whatever reason, that may be the case, so then it would be only according to the Rambam Shita. Komokum Bershuso, even if you designate a place in your house for the goy's thing, now many Rishonim hold that's okay then, because it's like you're lending him a place in your house, so it's like he has chametz in his house. It's not even in your house, sort of. If you designate an area where he should keep his chametz, then in effect in halacha you're lending him the place where the chametz is. So many Rishonim hold, and then you're not mechuyev because of your responsibility, because it's not in your house. You're mechuyev if you're responsible only if it's in your house, they say. But not if it's in the goy's house. If I take achrayus on a goy's chametz in the goy's house, so they say you're not responsible. It's only if it's in your house. You gotta learn the sugya to understand the dynamics. It's impossible to explain it. It's based on lomdus, it's based on sukkim. You can't go into it. So here the Mishnah Berurah is saying not like that, because it's a machlokes. So he's saying even, that's why it's not enough to designate an area when you sell the chametz to a guy. You have to say no achrayus. Because of this shita, that even if you designated an area, still it's a problem. Loi mahani, and people all about achrayus. But maybe it wouldn't be chametz shavur of a Pesach, the Yevet, because you can rely on the shitas that if you designated an area, then you're not over if you only have a level of responsibility. But he says you have to remember that you have no right to designate an area without the fellow's prior knowledge. In other words, if you give me something to watch, I can't designate an area where it's going to sit and I won't move it from that spot. Maybe you're not happy about that spot. Maybe it's not such a good spot. You have no right to do that unilaterally. You have to keep it wherever it's the most safe. You have no right to designate an area for it, you know, not move it from there. Okay, Chayav Levaro, when the Zman Beer comes, you can't return it to the guy, so you have to destroy it. You have no help. Some say Bittel and Mechira helps. Many hold, and Mishnah Berurah speaks out, it doesn't help. There's nothing in your chametz. But you catch 22 situation. You're over, but you can't sell it or be mevatel it, because it's not really yours. It's only like it's yours.
But the Bittel was how you relate to the chametz.
That's what the others hold. I'm convinced that that's, I can't say that's the machlokes, because it's a machlokes also if you could sell it. But certainly Bittel, it seems to me, as you're saying, I agree with you totally, that Bittel is certainly more of a tzad that you could be mevatel it, because Bittel is an attitude towards the chametz. So if you can muster up Bittel, so then you can be mevatel. Okay. Chaya Bavaro, and it's mamish chametz of a Pesach if you don't. That's what the Mishnah Berurah speaks out.
Unless you say if you have a chayes or something. Really, you can't not really, you can't really put it up.
Yeah, okay.
You say it just won't, doesn't work. Just,
you don't mean it. Now here's an interesting thing. So there's many shittas. Most shittas hold it's chametz of a Pesach. So now the Mishnah Berurah says, wait a second. If it's chametz of a Pesach, it's also ba'anah. Now when the guy comes after Pesach and he wants his chametz back, and you give it to him, maybe you're being nehenah from chametz shavur of a Pesach. And the Shabbos says that's not called you being nehenah. Giving someone back his pikadon, even though it frees you from your responsibility, but it's not called you getting hanah. You're giving him back what's rightfully his. But some say there's no issue of chametz shavur of a Pesach in such a case. In such a case where you're over because of your responsibility. So, okay, that's that machlekes. Okay, let's just finish up here. I'll speak out the remaining Mishnah Berurahs. Some say even Shia. Mishnah Berurah says you have to be chayshish for this day. So chash the day of Rishonim, that even just Shia is good. Okay. V'yesh cholkim on the Rambam's chiddush, because if there's no couple of Zacharias and no Dina de Malchus, so the Mishnah Berurah speaks out. There's no, if whatever reason, well, there could be a number of technical reasons why Dina de Malchus doesn't apply. So then, it's not like it's yours. It's too much of a chiddush to Rambam see. Okay? And if you're not Chayim and Achrius, okay, we'll stop here. Stop this.